over 40,000 workers in Local 3299 of AFSCME have walked off the job this week. The union represents custodians, food service workers, patient care assistants, and hospital technicians across the 10 UC campuses, 5 medical centers, clinics, and research laboratories. They've been working without a contract for over a year now. Contract negotiations, which began in January of 2024, have been deadlocked for months since the university presented workers with a, quote, best and final offer, end quote, that was nowhere near the union's demands. AFSCME workers say that a strike was the only option. Lamont Anthony Wright has been working as a lead computer tomography technologist for 5 years at UCSF Stanyan Hospital. He spoke with KPFA at the UC Berkeley picket line.
Basically, all we ask is that the wages increase just with the level of inflation. So we're not trying to ask for the moon here, but you have a lot of situations where healthcare professionals with a degree cannot afford to live in the town they work in. They have to commute like 2 hours into it. And I believe if you go to college and you pay a college tuition, then when you graduate and find a job, you should at least be able to afford someplace close to work. I don't think that's too much to ask. So that's why we're out here fighting.
AFSCME has specifically asked for an 8.5% wage increase for this year and 7.5% in each of the next 2 years. Meanwhile, the university's proposal includes a mere 5% wage increase in 2025, decreasing to 4% and then 3% in later years. Workers say that the offer is not enough to cover inflation, housing, and increasing healthcare premiums. Beyond wages, AFSCME workers are demanding higher staffing levels. Wright notes that the current staffing levels not only negatively impact workers, but also the safety of their patients.
The corporate model seems to be to do more with less, right? You know what I mean? Like, why give you 10 people to do the job when you're doing the job with 3? You know what I mean? Not realizing that the common guy suffers. You know what I mean? The common guy is overworked. Injuries go up. The common person coming to these hospitals to get service have to wait, and their nurses are aggravated and short, and they just don't get the care that they need. You know what I mean? So just because you could drive a car with your feet doesn't make it a good idea.
Initially, both the California Nurses Association and the University Professional and Technical Employees had planned to go out on strike this week alongside AFSCME workers. However, on November 8th, UPDI, which represents 21,000 research and technical professionals, announced their tentative agreement with the university. Then, just this past weekend, CNA, which represents 25,000 UC nurses, announced its own settlement, which will be voted on by union members later this week. However, AFSCME workers, who are some of the UC's lowest paid workers, say that they are not concerned about the lack of response for their own fight.
We have not heard from their side of the aisle on, are we close to an agreement? Are you guys thinking about an agreement? Because I believe that their silence is designed to discourage the fight. Right? You know what I mean? And that is my belief, and I'm pretty sure I'm spot on with that. And we haven't heard anything, but there has never been a movement like this that has fought this hard that hasn't won.
When asked about next steps, Wright noted that a future strike is not out of the question.
They're dug in. They're not. We're going to strike again. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just a question of, is it going to happen before the holidays or after the holidays? It's really semantics at this point. These guys aren't stopping. I feel confident enough to say that.
For now, AFSCME workers await their own tentative agreement with the university. The University of California's media team has not responded to our request for comment at the time of this broadcast. Reporting for KPFA News, I'm Caitlin Clift.